Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson with Warriors of Christ, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is our 998th episode. Woo! I wish I had like the little machine to do the claps in the background. We're approaching our 1,000th episode, which would take place on this Friday. So I'm just excited. I'm happy to be back, to be joining Purpose Kingdom Network. I took a little break by the grace of God. I just thank God. Just took a spiritual break. As I said, this is our 998th episode. If you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak with me at any point, just press 1. I'm here. Have any comments, questions, press 1. I'm here. So our topic for tonight is like a burning fire. Amen. And like we do every show, I know it's been a while, but I know y'all haven't forgotten. So just grab your notebook, notepad, whatever it is that you take notes with. We like to go over a lot of scripture, and it's just so you can just go back to the word and you may find something that we did not go over or find a deeper meaning, amen, a deeper revelation that God may reveal to you. And like a burning fire, praise God, like a burning fire. That's how we want the word of God to be. We want it to be as a burning fire within our soul, within our heart, and our spirit. Amen. And when you think of a burning fire, it's hard not to notice, whether it's small, whether it's big. Think of a wildfire. And even when that fire is right on your front step, on your doorstep, it's even harder to not scream, not yell. The flames, they're wide. Amen. A burning fire, a burning wildfire. The flames, they're wide. The flames, they spark very high. And when you look at it, it's like it's almost impossible to put out that fire. Amen. But just like the wildfire, something can put it out. Amen. Like water can put out a wildfire, some things can put out our fire that we have for God. Amen. Some flames can put out, some things can put out our flame. Amen. Such as water, you know, but due to a fire. Amen. So we want to keep the word of God on our heart as a burning fire, no matter what may come against it. No matter what the enemy may say, we want to keep that word on our heart as a burning fire. Our verse for tonight is coming from Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 9. Amen. And I'll read. It says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." Amen. I'll read that once again. Our verse for tonight is from Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 9. Please take note. "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. What a powerful word from Prophet Jeremiah. it was just very, and if you know the background of Jeremiah, you know, people were mocking him, saying all kinds of things about him. And he said, you know what, so if I just stop saying and speaking the word of God, then they'll leave me alone. But even with him saying that, excuse me, even with him saying that, the word of God was in his heart like a burning fire. And as I said, if a fire is on you or near you and it's everywhere, amen, you're going to scream, you're going to shout. So picture Jeremiah just like, but this word, I got to let it out. There's no way that fire will be on you or even inside of you, on your heart, inside of you, burning, and you not say anything. So this is how Jeremiah described the word of God, how much it was in his heart. He described it as a burning fire. Amen. So when I say like a burning fire, that's how we want the word of God to be on our heart, to be within our souls, and to be on our mind, that we cannot shut up, that we cannot stop speaking the word of God, no matter where we are or who we are around, no matter what time of the day it is. We cannot stop speaking the word of God. We cannot stop thinking about the word of God. Amen. He said, I was worried, even in his worrying time, in that. He said, I don't care what people will say. I will continue to speak the word of God. Even if I want to shut up, I can't even shut up. Amen. So we want to be mindful and keep the word of God as a burning fire and let nothing dim that flame. Amen. And you know, the Bible is the word of God. Amen. And our God, he has chosen special people to write out the Bible. He has used them as a vessel. And it was strictly under his spirit. Amen. Like people will come talk to you. God put people in missions. It's called a divine intervention. Amen. You know, someone may come up to you and say something that you've been praying on. And that person may not even realize that they are being used by God. Amen. To fulfill his word and to fulfill his prophecy that he has spoken over you or said to you. Amen. So God will use people just like that. We see that today. Amen. So just like now, God was using people back then. Amen. Same God. Amen. So strictly under his spirit, Jeremiah, you know, Paul, they wrote different books in the Bible. Amen. David, they wrote different books in the Bible under the spirit of God. And those words are true. Those words that was given to the people of God that were chosen by God are true. This Bible is true. Truth. Amen. And oftentimes we as humans, we find it hard to even understand the mind and the heart of God. When really we have the tools right here. You know, it's like Dorothy trying to get home, and she had home right on her feet. Amen. It's like we're trying to get home, but we have home right in our heart. We have home right here at our phones, even our phones, and go on the app. We have the heart of God right there. Amen. We have the access to God on a daily basis. We have it. We have it in a book. Amen. We even have some people that know and memorize the Bible. Amen. Amen. So we have this word of God, but we choose not to read the true word of God. Amen. So let the word of God spread through your soul like a burning fire. Amen. Amen. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, with Purpose Kingdom Network, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. This is our 998th episode. Amen. And if you are listening online and would like to dial in, please dial 319-527-6091. And if you are listening on phone, via phone and would like to speak with me, have any questions, any comments you want to make, just press 1. I'm here. And as I said, the topic for tonight is like a burning fire. And we're coming from Jeremiah. We're reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verses 9. And we're saying that the word of God should be like a burning fire on our heart, that we cannot shut up, that we would not be quiet, that we would not stop thinking or stop doing the things of God. Amen. Amen. So let the word of God spread through your soul like a burning fire. You want it to cause a spark to reform in your mind like Christ. Amen. And then you want that mind like Christ, the reforming of your mind that is like Christ. You want that to result in your walk, you know, your daily walk, the things that you do, your encounters with people. Amen. You want it to be Christ-like. That's what we're living to be, Christ-like. We're not perfect. No, we're not. But we must walk with Christ for the rest of our lives. Amen. If you would turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. It says, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it not as the word of men, but as it is the truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Amen. So when you hear the word of God, as you're hearing the word of God tonight, that's why I always say go back to the scripture. Amen. The scripture is God's word. Amen. God's word. The scripture is God's word. So when you're hearing the word of God going forth tonight, know that it's not man speaking to you. Amen. Know that it's strictly from God. Amen. And I do my best. I'm not perfect, but I do my best to definitely pray on the message that will go out. It's sometimes that I will pray and work on a message, and then maybe a day before, a couple of days before, maybe even a day of, the Holy Spirit would speak to me like, not that message. Amen. And by the grace of God, I may receive some text messages or calls like, wow, that word, amen, amen, God was all, amen. So I try my best to be obedient to the Spirit. Amen. So when you're hearing the word that's going forward each and every night that you listen to Purpose Kingdom Network, whether it be me or another minister speaking, it's the word of God. It's not man. Amen. And any man that gets the glory, want to get the glory of God, that's not a true man of God. Amen. So just be mindful of those men of God. Or of those, I'm using quotes, amen, because they're not true men of God, because God gets all the glory, amen. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 just tells us that the word of God is true, and we welcome it into us, not as the word of men, but the word of God, because it is true, and it works in us. Those who believe, amen, you must first believe. Amen. Amen, amen. So I just want to get into the word of God and how it is true. In Numbers 23, it just tells us that God is a man that he should not lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So all that God says, he does. I'm not saying in your time, amen. If God says something and he has not done it, don't think that God is a lie, because he didn't give you a time frame, amen. that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you and said that this will be done, be sure that it will be done. Amen. Neither the Son of Man. God cannot lie, and his Son Jesus Christ cannot lie. For when God said that he will send a Savior, he has done so. He has done so because even in the Old Testament, amen, it was prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ. And then the New Testament, amen, Jesus Christ has came. So God has fulfilled his word. Now I want you to just look back at your life and just think of a time, because I know God has done it for you, that God has fulfilled his prophecy and God has fulfilled his word. Amen. It's things that come to me when I'm just alone or when I'm just praying that God will tell me to pray for, because this is yours. Some things have come to pass and some haven't. But the things that haven't come to pass, I don't see God as a lie, but I know it will come. Amen. I even look at it when the Bible in Revelation speaks of heaven. Amen. When it talks about heaven, there will be no more crying, and that there will be no more dying there. Amen. I look forward to that prophecy. I know that that is true. Amen. The word of God, let it be like a fire on your heart, because it is true. It is fulfilling. Amen. All that he says, he does. It comes to pass. Amen. Amen. And ladies, guys, if you're in a relationship and you want somebody that's Christ-like, amen, and if you want to be Christ-like, you have to look at the things that you say and the things that you do, amen. If you say something and you do it, then you're doing the things of Christ, amen. But if you're saying things and your actions does not align, then you're not walking in the counsel of God. And if someone says something and their actions does not align as well, then they're not walking in the counsel of God. Not just your significant others, but look at your family, your friends. Look at those people around you, your employees, your employers. Amen. Listen, I'm going to go old school. Talk is cheap. Amen? Amen. So we want to be Christ-like. Not only be Christ-like, we want to make sure that we are walking, that we are surrounded by people who are Christ-like as well. Amen? We're talking about the word of God being like a burning fire. And in the word of God, we don't just read the word of God and not do. Amen? We read the word of God. We seek the word of God, and we do. The word of God is also very powerful. Very powerful. It is strong. It is strong. It's like something happens. Like whenever the word of God is so powerful. Just even hearing people sing and singing scriptures into it, incorporating the word of God inside their melodies. Amen. Even just the humming, someone who is just humming from the Spirit of God, amen? It is very powerful. It's like a move, amen? In Jeremiah 23, verses 29, it describes the power of God, amen? Make sure y'all write that down. Like I said, I want y'all to always go back. And I try my best to be scripture-based because I don't want to go off of my own. Amen. Jeremiah 23, verse 29 says, "Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" Amen. I'm going to read that again. "Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces." Amen. So God is describing his word, as we said before, like a fire. The fire in the Bible has many meanings. But a fire, like I said, it spreads out in this case. A fire is noticeable. A fire cannot be hidden. A fire has a stench. Amen. And I talked about the fragrance of God. Amen. So the word of God is like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Amen. We're talking about how powerful the word of God is. It's like a fire, and not only like a fire, it's like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. And I love that part because sometimes we can be struggling, amen? We can have our foot in one door of the world and our foot in our other foot in another door that's the word of God, amen? We can struggle to go back and forth, but it's something when you keep your feet placed on solid ground in one place and decide, I'm going to stay on this side with Jesus Christ. It's something about when you do that and then you start to speak these words to say, the word of God is like a fire, and I'm going to live through it in my heart. It's something powerful about that. It's something shaken about the word being like a fire. It's something shaken about that the word is like a hammer. It's something very shaken, and it breaks the enemy into pieces. Amen? It is very powerful. The word of God is very powerful. It breaks through condemning words that the enemy has spoken against you. Amen? The word is power. The word of God is power. It's like a two-edged sword. Amen? It is powerful. It breaks through. It hammers down every enemy that comes against you. Amen? Let me tell you, I share my story about me being in a car accident a few times. And it was some struggles that I definitely had after the car accident. And I guess they will call it a post-traumatic stress disorder. And I would say I had it. I was never, like, diagnosed. But I would say I had that. The sound, just driving on the highway, whether I was a passenger or the driver, the sound would make me very nervous and spark up some fear in my heart. And I remember just saying, I'm going to just recite some words of God, and it was Psalm 27 being one, and the Lord is my light and my salvation. And even when I'm fearful about anything or nervous about anything, it's something about that verse that changed the atmosphere, something about that verse that brings comfort and peace into my heart, amen? I'm talking about letting the word of God be like a fire in your heart, letting the power of the word of God break chains of fear, anxiety, whatever it is, manipulation, condemning lips, all that the enemy has brought against you. The word is very powerful just like that. Amen. So that helped me through. Even when I'm nervous, just about just little situations. Amen. But the main thing that the word of God and that scripture does for me is help me overcome fear. It is so powerful. Amen. 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 The word of God, it represents life. Not only is the word of God truth and powerful, but it also represents life. And Proverbs 3 tells us that the word of God, it gives us life. Amen. As I was saying that, it began to give me life. I didn't have to live in that bubble, like try to figure out how I would get from point A to point B. Amen. And so I'm going to do this. I can drive with the Lord on my side. I can do this. I will not drive in fear. Amen. It's a living water. That's what the word is like. It represents water for us. It nourishes us like water does to our body. And it's food to our souls. Amen. And it feeds every part of ours, every spiritual part. Amen. It fills us up. And even it uplifts us physically. Amen. You can just see, you ever see like a glow over someone? They're just shining without even saying anything. It's because they're living in the word. They're embedded in the word of God. The word of God, we're talking about the word of God being like a burning fire where you can't shut up, where you can't stop speaking, where you can't stop preaching, amen? No matter what time of the day it is, what holiday it is, amen, the word of God, like a burning fire. The word of God is true, it is powerful, and it represents life. And not only does it represent souls, it also is profit. It's profitable. Amen? The word of God is profitable. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Amen? And I, like, lost my, bear with me. I lost my place. Amen. And if you are just joining us tonight, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is Blog Talk Radio. And if you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak to me at any time, have any questions, any comments, just press 1. I am here. I am here. Amen. And we're just talking about the word of God just being like a fire. Amen. Being a fire in our heart. Being a fire throughout our soul, throughout our life. Amen. A fire, it cannot be hidden. There's no way that you can see a fire and just walk past it. Amen. You have to say something, and even when it's up close, amen, you'll have to say something. So I'll say that just to say that don't let the fire be around the corner. Don't let the fire be across the street, amen, meaning don't let the fire of God just be in your neighbor's home, amen, amen. Let that fire be right at your front door. Let it be right in your home. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. And it said, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. Amen. Let the word of God take residence in your home, as I mentioned. Let the word of God create spiritual wealth, amen, throughout your home, throughout your children's lives. So it's not just in your home, but it would trickle down even within your community, amen. We want the word of God to be rich. And a lot of us, you know, we link rich with like money, amen? But to be rich within your soul, that is something that is everlasting, amen? That man can't even provide for us, amen? So we want to let the word of God to build spiritual wealth, amen? We want to be able to build spiritual wealth. So when we do, because we are on earth, amen, and earth, the world, it belongs to the devil, amen? So every day we have a different fight, whether it's a headache and we can't read the word of God, whether it's just people just spreading lies about you, amen, or you just feeling physically sick. Every day we have to fight little battles. And sometimes we may be weak, but let the word of God be so rich within you that you just start declaring them and decreeing them, amen, that you're able to overcome the enemy, amen, that you will not fail, that you will not wither, amen, because our God, he doesn't sleep, he does not slumber, amen. We're talking about the word of God being like a burning fire. A burning fire that we just cannot shake, that we just can't hide, that we can't stop talking about it. It's profitable. Amen. We spread it to others. We spread it to our children. And they spread it to their children and their children and their children. Amen. The word of God is profitable. Amen. And not only, amen, as I said before, when we're embedded in the word of God, we want to also make sure we align our mind with the word of God. Amen. Because oftentimes the devil likes to mess with the mind of God's children. Amen. Like to add the depression, the anxiety, the overthinking. Amen. And when we just think on our own, we go against the will of God. Amen. That's why we need to just continue to be in the word of God so we can align our minds with God. Amen. As I said before, we just think like, wow, only if I knew the mind of God, only if I knew the heart of God. And God pour out his heart throughout this whole Bible from the beginning to the end. He pours it out to us, and we know what we should be doing, and we know what we should be looking for. We know how we should be praying. We know the things that we should be saying. We know the things that we should stay around, and we know the things that we should leave from. Amen. We know the things that we should not entertain. Amen. We want to be mindful of the things that we think. Because the Bible tells us that as we think those, if it's negative things that we think those, we will become like those negative things that we think. Amen? But if we think of the good words of God, the things that he say day in, day out, his promises, amen, we will be that in truth. We will be powerful. We will be life. We will be profitable. Amen? In every area and every aspect of our life. Amen. We can't just read the word and not do. We must read the word, meditate on the word, and do. Amen. We can't have one without the other. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So we want to make sure that we're keeping a clean, we're keeping a pure mind. Amen. So that the enemy, even when the enemy come and present itself to us, we just start blurting out the word of God. Amen. We just start saying the word of God and destroy the enemy right there with the hammer. Amen. Let the word of God be powerful within our minds. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And not only that, with the word of God, we want to begin to do. So we have the word of God. We want to think like God. And now we want to do like God. We want to be like God. We want to be pleasing to God, amen, or God-like. And as I say throughout, we're not perfect. We're not perfect, but as much as you can, strive to be Christ-like. Strive to be Christ-like. Strive to always do good. Amen? And we'll fall short. Even I'm like, I fall short of his glory day in and day out. Amen? Amen. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. This is Worries of Christ. We're on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is our 998th episode. Amen, amen. If you are listening via online and would like to call in, dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak with me, just press 1. I'm here. Have any comments, any questions, I'm here. Amen. Now, we do have a caller. I like to bring that caller on.
Sister Dominique?
Yes, hi.
Hi, praise the Lord. It's Evangelist Trina. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Long time.
You really blessed my soul tonight. You know, God is so good. You know, what you're saying is so right on time. You know, I tuned in a little late tonight, but, you know, you really ministered to me what I need. Not just me, I'm sure, you know, everyone who's listening tonight got a word from you. You know, it's so important to God just shows us what we need. You know, no one's an island by themselves, you know, and like I've been so tired, just been giving out and just been so tired. And I came in tonight and I said, oh Lord, I'm just gonna lay down, just go to sleep. I gave out all I could. And the only person just turn on tonight and see who's on. So I didn't know it was gonna be you on the line. But I just wanna say that as I listened to you, it was like my strength was being renewed and my joy was returning, my peace was returning, because like you said, nobody's perfect. You know, we all go through and we all need one another. And I just thank God for Purpose Kingdom Network. You bless my soul tonight. And I'm just really, really just filled. I'm just so filled up right now. But before I even turned on the show tonight, like I said, I was just so tired and just saying, Lord, I just don't want to take another step. It's like, you know, it's just like you just waiting for God to move. You know he's going to move, but sometimes you get impatient. Like you was just saying tonight how, you know, God is going to answer our prayers and do exactly what he said he's going to do, but it's going to be in his timing. And sometimes we get a little sidetracked and we want things now. You know, we get a little weary, but you know, God is good, and I just thank you for being led of God enough, because I heard you say, too, that, you know, when you come on the air, you always pray and ask God for a word, and I just want to let you know that you really ministered to me tonight, and I thank God for you, and you are in my prayers, you know, so you just be encouraged and keep on doing what God is telling you to do. You know, I just wanted to come in and just say that, and I'm glad I did turn on tonight before I fell asleep, but God is good. He's amazing.
Amen.
You just keep doing you and being you. God bless you, okay?
God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Trina. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Amen, 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 amen. I praise God. I love the whole Purpose Kingdom Network, and as I told you guys, like, I did take, like, a little break. And I was nervous about the break. I don't want to deviate too much from the topic, but I did take a little break, and I was nervous of taking the break. And I guess it's still relating to the topic, but one of the reasons I was nervous, I didn't want to not, like, stop reading the Word of God or stop being filled by the Word of God. That was one of my reasons of being a little nervous. But I felt like it was something that God wanted me to do, because, you know, we can't pour from an empty cup. And I felt as though I was pouring from an empty cup. I wasn't really being filled up by the Word of God. All of my reading and things like that, I felt it was like, what do the listeners of God, what would be fulfilling to their souls, to the point that it was kind of blocking what I really needed. Amen. So just any ministers out there that are listening, just remember to always pray not only for the listeners of God, but also you who's ministering the Word of God, that the Word of God, as you're reading, that it will minister to you first, so you can pour out into the people of God effectively. Amen. That's the only way. So I just praise God that the Word of God just gave life to Evangelist Trina, and I pray that it gives life to you as well. And also I pray, like, I was nervous of coming back on, amen, but just reading the Word of God, it really lifts me up, and I'm excited to be here to just be sharing the good news of God, and just to not only be uplifting your spirit, but also uplifting my spirit. And I think people who tend to or love to just pour out into others can forget about themselves. And ministers of God, don't forget. Don't forget about yourself. Don't get lost in that. Amen. Amen. It shouldn't be a burden serving God. It should just be like a burning fire. It should not be a burden. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I praise God. I praise God. Even those who struggle with believing, amen. Those we may have listeners who struggle with believing, but the Bible tells us in the New Testament that even if we have a mustard seed of faith, if we say to the mountain, move, the mountain will be moved. Amen. The mountain will be moved, just that mustard seed of faith. And as I speak to you, as I'm speaking to you, amen, being filled by the words of Christ, because these are not my words, amen. I'm only man. The things that I'm here and is only temporary, amen. But the words of Christ is everlasting, amen. I could be going tomorrow, amen. But the word of God will go forth. So those who are struggling in their faith or just have little faith, even that little faith can move a mountain. Amen. So I'm saying this to you. If you have just a little spark, that's enough to begin your journey with Jesus Christ. Amen. That's enough to begin your journey with Jesus Christ. Now I want you just to open up your heart. This is my favorite part of the show, the call of salvation. Amen. Calling lost souls, drawing them to the knowledge of Christ. Let that little spark start. Whatever word you heard tonight, let that be a spark. Let that be a spark to light up your flame, to add some fuel. Amen. Day by day, you'll add verses, you'll add words. Amen. The words of God. Your fire will become bigger and bigger. Amen. So big that, listen, so big that you cannot even stop talking. Amen. You can't stop moving. So if that is you, you have accepted Christ tonight, I just want you to just get on your knees, just pray. You don't have to do it in any special fancy way. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, amen, is your relationship with Christ, is an inside job, amen, is not what my relationship with Christ is like, not what your mother's relationship with Christ like, but it's definitely an inside job, amen. So I want you to just open up your heart and just let the Lord know that I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior, Jesus Christ. You have to say his name because there's power in that name, amen. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And he'll forgive you of all your sins if you confess them. Ask him to have mercy on all your sins, even the sin of unbelief. Amen. Even the sin of not believing in his word. Amen. Just ask him to forgive, just to forgive you and just to have mercy upon you. But you're ready to take the next step. Amen. And if you have said that and you have done that and you believe that within your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, and all your power, then you are saved. Amen. And it's, all you have to do is just tell a friend. You can tell us here on Purpose Kingdom Network. But I bless God for you, and I pray that you continue to seek and be in the Word of God and just to add some fuel to the fire. Amen. Just keep it going. Don't stop the spark. I'd like to bring Brother Rob on for any announcements we may have.
Yes, no problem. I'll go ahead and do the announcements. Before I do that, I hope if you turn your life over to Christ, that you find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture you the word of Christ. And if you can't find that Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary, we're here almost every night that we're able to broadcast. We offer you an avenue of ministry, basically a church without walls, and you can feel welcome here in Tucson at that church sanctuary. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, send a prayer request, or say hello. We greatly appreciate any correspondence. With you, the listener, we appreciate your listenership, whether you're calling via phone or online. We thank you so much for your support. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. And We would invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see some of our upcoming programs and some of our advertisements for our upcoming shows. Please feel free to do that, and please feel free to tell a friend about liking us on Facebook. We thank you and appreciate that very much. And tomorrow evening is going to be our 999th episode. And guys, when God's blessing, we hope you be able to join us at the 9 p.m. hour. And that's going to be hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III, and the show is going to be called The Healing Hour. And like I said, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for The Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. We thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for your listenership, no matter where you listen to us on the in the world. And like I said, of course, please feel free to correspond with us. We thank you so much. And with that being said, Sister Dominique, we're going to turn the program back over into your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rat. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yeah, so like a burning fire, the word of God is on our heart. Amen. We want to keep it on our heart. And another way to keep the word of God on our heart and to actively keep it is just to dwell in the word day and night. Amen. We want to dwell in the word day and night. Day and night. And my favorite psalm to read is Psalm 91. And it just, it's so powerful. Just write Psalm 91 down and just read it even before you go to bed. It's very powerful. But I'll just read the first verse of Psalm 91, the first and second verse, which says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust." In Jesus' name, amen. So Psalm 91, the Psalm of David, is just telling us that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dwelling in the Word is like a safe haven, amen? It's like a protection. Dwelling in the Word, you know that you have that armor on, just dressing yourself up in that armor that Ephesians 6 tells us about, amen? From head to toe, you know that no weapons that are formed against you will ever prosper. Amen. So that's why we must stay and be dwell in the Word. We must dwell in the Word to be protected by God. Amen. As I said before, it's evil, it's wickedness. Even when we sleep, it's so important to pray. Even when we sleep, it's so important to pray. It's so important to continue to dwell in the Word of God because it is a powerful defense against the enemy, against our own temptations. Amen. If you say it's another Psalm, I can't think of it, but if it just talks about even if you are caught up in any type of temptation, once you call on the name of Jesus, once you call on the name of God, He will deliver you from that temptation, even the temptation that you have put yourself in. But if you call on Him, He would deliver you from that. That's why it's important for us to know the Word of God. Amen. Joseph was in a crazy predicament, amen, where his master's wife came to seduce him. And they speak of Joseph being a very handsome man. And that woman that his master's wife, she also was a very beautiful woman. Amen? It speaks of her being beautiful as well. So it was temptation there. He's a man. Amen? It was temptation there. But you don't think it was the word of God? If you don't believe that it was the word of God that caused him to flee, you're fooling yourself. Amen? The word of God caused him to flee. Amen? So that's why it's very important for us to dwell in the Word of God and know the Word of God. I remember I was having like this dream, like I was like in a deep like fight, and it wasn't, it was me remembering that God said he'll deliver me if I just call on his name. It was from me remembering that scripture. So it's important to read the scripture before you go to bed, to pray before you go to bed, because we don't know these things. When we close our eyes, we're in the spiritual realm. Amen? We're deep in the spiritual realm, and we must ask God to protect us, that we will come and wake up and see the next day. Amen? It's some people who die in their sleep, and we have no idea what has happened. Amen? But it's important that we dwell in the Word of God. But it was the Word of God that saved me from that. I would call it a nightmare that I was having. Amen? Amen. Let us dwell in the Word of God. And turn with me to Isaiah. As we begin to wrap up this show, I'll end on one more note. If you can turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40, verses 8. And it says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. Amen. And it is just telling us that these things of the world, the green grass, the beautiful flowers, they fade, they go away. Amen. The things of this world, the money, they come and they go. People are born and people die. Amen. All those things, they have an expiration date. But the word of God, it remains forever and ever. Forever and ever. That's why I love when I see my grandma just praising God, just releasing the word of God, and just speaking the word of God over her grandchildren, because she will pass. I pray that is no time soon, amen? But we all have an expiration date. She will pass, but what she's doing before she goes, she's letting that word of God stand forever within her family line, amen? By sharing the word of God with her grandchildren, with her great-grands, and her great-great-great-grands, amen? The word of God will stand forever. And if you haven't learn anything from tonight, I just want you to just remember to dwell in the word of God, and take on the full breastplate of God, amen, is a defense, is a protection, amen. We want the word of God to be like a burning fire throughout our body, our soul, our mind, our hearts, amen, that we can't stop it. This is Purpose Kingdom Network, amen. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. We're live with Blog Talk Radio. If you are listening online and would like to call in, dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and would like to call in, press 1 and I'm here. I'll be wrapping up soon. We'll be going soon. So I'm here if you have any questions. Remember, just to write these scriptures down, and even on the next show, if you had a revelation from any one of these scriptures that we went over, and you would like to share with me on the next show, please do. I just love hearing how God reveals scriptures to other people. Amen. 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 Like a burning fire, like a burning fire. Keep the word of God in your heart. Don't let anyone throw water on your fire, amen. That water can be just condemning words. That water can just be confusing words, confusing actions, amen. Just saying the word of God to come against whatever attacks that the enemy have against you. So until next time, I'm going to take my line back. Deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.
gift.